Hello and welcome to the official podcast. My name is Andrew. I'm an honorary bachelorette degree in women's psychological studies and fine painting. Joining us is the usual crew of Charlie, who is a professional jigsaw puzzle solver. Kaya.
Silly putty architect.
Okay, thank you. Actually, I forgot you switched jobs a couple days ago. And finally, Jackson.
Currently naked.
That is a career now, actually. Jackson surprisingly has a comfy living from not wearing clothing. And we are the official podcast, and now we're going to talk about things. Here we go.
So, who brought some subjects, topics, since we don't have a guest to rely on?
It's so weird to just be talking to you all now.
Yeah. I quit. I want guests.
Weird. All right.
Well, I mean, Alex is in the call. His microphone's just not working, and I don't know if he'll get it fixed before the show ends. Kaya and Jackson, tell us something about Australia and Christmas Island that we might not think or know about offhand that could be considered, like, interesting or weird. Like, not like, oh, did you know that, you know, there's no Publix in Australia? Something we wouldn't think about. Well, Publix is the greatest supermarket of all time. You can ask Charlie.
It's a pretty solid supermarket. It's a real shame you guys don't have it. Publix?
Yeah, Publix. Publix. It's a southeastern grocery store chain, and just... It is some good shit.
If any Publix reps are watching this, we have some advertisement slots available for purchase. If
William Publix is listening to this podcast... Actually, have you learned about Publix at all, Charlie? The dude who actually started it? He's apparently... I might be wrong and misremembering, but he's apparently like a super Christian and was basically a Fred Rogers kind of guy.
I did know that because you're not allowed to have a beard if you work at Publix because it's viewed as like a satanic, but you can have a mustache.
Yeah, and he had these like really weird rules on stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So besides that.
So boys, tell us about how you don't have Publix in your respective countries.
Well, I don't. That's just simply a shame. I mean, you know, as you know, here in Christmas Islands, I live without want. I mean, it's everything is here right under my fingertips, and it's an amazing
I thought
life.
You were going to say without electricity.
No, that's just occasionally.
So, Jackson, you said you
Can
had
you
an interesting thing
Jackson?
About Australian. That What'd people don't think about.
Yeah, just replace everything I said with like a 2-minute beep.
That's not a bad idea, actually. Yeah. just start it with, well, the thing about Turkey is, and then just nothing but beeps.
Just only leave in the laughter and the and all that stuff.
I would absolutely say do that, Jackson.
Oh, I'll probably have to bleep mine as well, because mine's quite a disgraceful period of Australian history as well.
Yeah, but Aussies are too drunk to give a shit.
Yeah, that's
too
true.
Drunk to give a shit about human rights, I guess.
No one here knows about the Great Emu War of Australia, do they?
I've heard of it, but I don't know the details.
Is that what
please?
You call the indigenous people? That's night. Really hurtful.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, it was like, you know what emus are, obviously. You have emus over in... America, don't you?
No, we don't, but we have books in America, so, you know, we can put two and two together.
Okay, good. Well, emus, like, there was this massive insurgency of emus back in, like, I want to say it was, like, 1930. Like, they formed a coalition, and they, it was, like, D-Day all over again. Basically, it was just, like, a large flock of them in the middle of Australia, and, the government...
How large of a flock are we talking that you had to go to war?
This is like a Middle Earth story.
the evil from the center of the world is coming, hobbits.
Suddenly they just appear.
We must launch
was it like the
first.
Arrival? How does this happen?
I don't think they were causing any... They might have been causing issues for like farmers out in the desert, but I don't think that was the emu's fault, really. I think the numbers were close to like 60,000.
Oh my god! Wow.
I think over a 6-month period. Anyway,
Charlie, hang on.
So the government.
So yeah. So wait, did like a powerful warrior give 7 rings to the Australians to fight them and then like 9 to the dwarves?
Yeah, from each state of Australia, one person got a ring and was sent out into the desert.
Wait, is Charlie there or not?
What?
Where were you? You didn't say anything.
I was. I said something about Sauron.
He did. We
talked. Well, your mic was muted. Yeah. Then don't try to pass it off like it was nothing. Live in your shame. All right.
Can I tell my story?
Yes.
Well, it's not a story.
Tell us history. About fucking Happy Hobbit or whatever.
So, like, the government decided that the best thing to do would be to send out our, like, main army force into the desert to fight these emus.
deadly
one-on-one combat. This was 1934, so it was in between the World Wars, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
In Australia, just a wee little colony.
We were feeling a bit aggressive and we wanted to fight, so we picked our national mascot to go out into the desert.
You know, I'm not liking that Hitler guy too much rising up in Germany, but fuck these emus.
But the really depressing thing about this was that the emus actually won.
That
the
you
war.
Like
it was too much for our armed forces to combat. We didn't really
what
have the tactics.
How did you fight them? Yeah, what did you use, like stones and slingshots?
No. We used firearms. They were just there were too many of them, Charlie.
Did you like shoot one in the head and it rose back up and charged you? Like what happened?
Zombie emus.
Are emus like the Hydra? Do they grow like two heads if you shoot them or something?
Little did Australia know emus are immortal. Like what the fuck?
Historians agree that it was just because we had spent most of our forces fighting the Aboriginals, so we were a bit low on strength.
You need a single gun and a man with decent aim to win this war.
60,000 emus, though. Think of that.
That's a lot of bullets. That's a lot of bullets.
That's a lot
but
of emus.
I mean, even if you run out of bullets, like a blunt object could still do the job.
Really?
Like,
beat him with the gun. It's saving money.
I distinctly remember reading that one of the premiers of one of our states issued a statement after one of the initial operations stating that 300 emus had been killed in action.
how many soldiers were lost in this war?
There were no survivors, Charlie.
There were one. He got sick halfway through the journey and died of heat stroke.
Wow. So I assume you now pay reparations to the emus or something?
Apparently it took 10 rounds per confirmed kill.
Oh my god. Emus are the tanks of the wildlife. Jesus.
Just making shit up. Come on.
Yeah, I don't believe that one at all unless they were wearing body armor. Who financed rebellion?
Right. Oh my god.
Like, what was it? It was like, I think there were 60,000 emus maybe around that number to begin with. That's like what we were trying to quell, I guess, stop from uprising. And when the war was declared a failure, I think we had killed 980 something.
I thought you were going to say more. Be like, there were 75,000 emus. They multiplied too fast.
Probably.
I'll call that.
They
a failure,
spread like a virus.
I wouldn't put them past them. They're vicious.
What happened?
So yeah, what happened? Is it still a problem?
This was like 80 years ago.
Let me ask you a quick question then. So you had 60,000 emus to kill, right? And you made a report where the confirmed kill was 10 bullets. Did they not realize, oh god, we're going to need 6 million bullets to win?
Well, I think that's why it was...
No!
Like, we decided no.
How dangerous can an emu be? Why can you not just strangle it to death?
No, did one of the emus like steal a gun and you got scared and ran away?
It's time consuming to strangle 60,000 emus.
No, my point is like, why not just pluck them to death with an axe or something?
Get Big Hands Henry. He's the best strangler for miles.
I don't know. I don't have the answers for you, Kyle. I wasn't there.
What eventually happened though? 60,000 emus left unchecked does sound like quite a catastrophe, especially if war was declared.
Were they like
their morale?
Were they like moving like a tidal wave? Like not even walking, they were rolling over each other like the ocean at some point.
I don't know. 60,000 sounds like a lot, but I know we've got 25. I think it's 25 million kangaroos.
So that's all over the country, though. This was you said that this
that's,
was
that's
uh,
game over.
They're fine though. They're part of the UN.
They're protected. They've got a NATO on their side.
Yeah, but I think that's. Our most bizarre, like, war or fight.
Yeah, golly. That's fucked up.
That is fucked up.
The Wikipedia says the participants were the emus and Sir George Pierce. And the
How shitty of a general do you have to be to have a mark losing against emus on your fucking military record?
Oh, Christ.
Oh, and you lost. And you fucking lost. Jesus Christ, I can just imagine this whole flotilla of Zeppelins fighting these emus and losing. Oh my God. Oh my
Going God. Down in flames.
Can someone please make a mod and patch him into Battlefield 1 or something?
The great Holy dude, that'd be amazing. Holy fuck, I'd only play Battlefield 1 if you could have emu mounts. You befriend them.
That'd make a great DLC.
It would, actually, and it's historically accurate.
Yeah.
I don't want to relive it. I don't want to relive it.
Jackson has, like, ingrained cultural PTSD.
It's in his fucking DNA.
I don't
want
to relive it.
It's just something primal triggers in him, and he starts seizing out when he goes to the zoo.
I saw a picture of them. They are quite intimidating. It's like a road full of the emus, like, charging.
Oh, wow. Someone in Hollywood must have at least considered making, like, Planet of the Emus.
God, that
I love how there's a page, the war, first attempt, second attempt, broken up into stages.
And war is assault. Parentheses.
Yeah.
Let's keep that in mind. Oh, man. Participants, emus.
Oh, there's a picture of an emu in a helmet. That's adorable.
Oh, man.
That's they were resourceful. Yeah, it was...
God, look at Sir George Pierce. He deserved to lose that war.
Yeah, he wasn't ready.
Yeah, he looks too cocksure.
Aftermath.
He didn't take it seriously.
Holy shit. Oh my God. I want to read this direct quote from Dominic Cervanti, apparently one of the observers of the event. The machine gunner's dream of point-blank fire into serried masses of emus were soon dissipated. The emu command had apparently ordered guerrilla tactics, and its unwieldy army soon split up into innumerable small units that made use of the military equipment uneconomic. A crestfallen field force therefore withdrew from the combat area after about a month. So, they were shooting at them so hard and realized nothing was happening that they gave up.
They got outplayed by emus. This is amazing.
They got fucking juked by a mass of 60,000 birds.
What about America? What things would we not know about America?
Nothing's gonna top this, Jackson.
No, yeah, not at all.
It'd be hard.
Charlie, can you think of something specific to Florida? Because Florida's got a lot of weird shit that happened.
Yeah, Florida has some weird shit, but I don't know about any, like, small-scale wars.
Yeah, that's the problem. Oh, we hung an elephant once.
Oh, yeah, we did hang an elephant.
Back in the 1910s, there was a circus elephant. And apparently it was, like, real uppity, and it would throw temper tantrums and basically just fuck with shit, and it was just really bad, and it eventually killed a couple people. So the people who ran the circus were kind of like, all right, we gotta get rid of this elephant, what do we do? So they decided the best way to do this would be to hold a mock trial for the elephant, and they found it guilty of murder, and then they went, all right, now what? And they decided to kill the elephant by hanging it. So they took it to a train yard and tied a chain around its neck and hung it with an industrial crane and sold tickets for people to watch.
Yeah.
Cool. I actually read that story the other day. I think the trainer was untrained himself. That's why he got his head stomped on.
There was a lot wrong with that story. The elephant wasn't properly represented in the court either. There was a whole lot of controversy.
They were charging him $50,000 a month.
They were like, he's in conspiracy with the emus.
No, if only he had his guerrilla army.
If only he used guerrilla tactics. But then they'd have to call in the guerrilla force, and those are all the way in Africa.
Oh, man. God, I'm still not over the emus.
Dude, fucking emu war. Charlie, you lay a story. That was the first one I thought of.
I can't think of anything, especially Florida specific. We don't really do anything other than just have sex with our parents and stuff.
And have bath salts.
And bath salts, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually did read a story, though, about a couple that was having sex in their Jeep, and then they just crashed and died in a small pond.
Well, that's tragic.
How do you crash into a small pond? That doesn't exactly
Why do you read things like this?
It was, I browsed the subreddit Florida Man, and it was about, like, this man and his wife who were having sex in their car while driving at high speeds and just went off the rails into a pond.
It, that sounds kind of cool.
I mean, that's one way to go out.
Yeah, really. I'd like to be banging while I die.
Yeah, but not drowning, presumably.
Can you imagine the fear erection you would have at that point?
Actually, like, I might have gotten adrenaline. I think I got the story wrong. That might not be entirely accurate, because I'm pretty sure their kids were in the car, and it might have been their kids that died instead of them.
Their kids were the ones having sex.
I'm actually going to look that up.
How do you forget a detail like that? Yeah, 20 minutes.
It's been a long time since I've read that story.
That's still sad, though.
It is sad. That's the only story I can think of.
Neither climax. It'd be like, all build-up, then death.
Just like the story. Let's say that you had to have somebody...
Found it.
Charlie, go ahead.
There was no kids in the car. I got it confused with another story. It was just the guy and girl were fucking while they were drunk and speeding, and they crashed into a canal, and the woman died.
Oh, then she deserved it?
The man lived to fuck another day.
In jail.
He's like, this time I'll get it right. Okay, so next topic then. So, if you had to think of someone to replace you in your everyday life, so this person had to assume everything that you do, like take over your whole identity, your personality, you gave them like a textbook and went, you're me now. Who would it be? But the catch is, they have to share your first name to make it less awkward. Who would you nominate?
I don't really think there's a whole lot of people that you would know called Kaya.
I was going to say for you, I don't know how common of a name Kaya is in Turkey.
Not at all.
Oh, well then you can...
Never met a single person who has the same name. There is a comedian in Germany called Kaya Yanaş, who is also Turkish, but that's about it.
Looks like you have your only representative.
Only option. Yep.
Good choice. I was going to choose him myself.
Yeah, same. Best comedian.
Yeah, no. You'll have to pick Charles Manson.
Damn. My only option.
Who can I pick, Kaya?
What's your name? Jackson. I don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't know any people who start with Jackson.
I know Jax.
It's usually a last name.
But not Jackson.
Wait, yeah. you know Jack? Oh, yeah.
And Jackson's usually a last name. There are a lot of last name Jacksons. Who would I be, Kaya?
I have no idea. Andrew. not a whole lot of famous people called Andrew.
I was going to go with Andrew WK.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, really?
Neither do I. Neither.
Really? Huh. All right, I'll go with Andrew Jackson. Jackson will share.
Yeah, thank you.
Good question,
viewer. Remembering my name.
That was me.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we can cut that whole section.
So how about YouTube TV?
What is that?
Thank you. Good topic. It's network TV's last
YouTube
ditch
is trying
effort.
To replace network TV, but they're probably going to fail because they...
Just
look it up.
YouTube.
Google just announced it like 10 minutes ago, which is why you're hearing about it first here on the official podcast 2 days later. What they're basically going to do is take all the TV channels like NBC, ABC, and blah, 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 and they're going to give you a subscription, and then you can stream them online. That's basically it.
Why in the ever-loving shit would you ever do that if your primary income is or in source is already internet entertainment?
I don't know. I think it's the last attempt of network TV to stay alive or relevant. I do not know who would pay $35 a month to stream a TV channel.
My God,
which is already bad enough.
It's a money grab. They're just trying to get in as many markets as possible. They're doing fine on their like network television. They're still getting consistent.
Not.
Are they?
No,
not?
They're not, dude. Jackson. Network television's been declining for the past like 7 years.
Yeah,
their profits have been
they're eating
tanking.
Ass.
The only profits they make is off sporting events.
Yeah, which is understandably like the only reason I can see people actually wanting cable. Other than that, I don't know why anyone still has cable anymore.
Not even that. I mean, even the sporting. Fucking,
I thought they couldn't live stream sports because of like legal shit or something.
The only thing today keeping them alive is good shows. like Game of Thrones and shit. That's not on Netflix.
Well, no, even then, that like HBO Go and shit is streamed. Like, I can't think of a single reason to want TV besides sports.
We also have to consider all the lowly masses of people who watch all the Jersey Shore kind of shit, Teen Mom, you know?
I guess do people still watch those things?
Yeah, actually, you'd be surprised.
I guess they do. I mean, why else would it exist?
Dude,
I don't know.
I feel like that was just like the last batch of people that were watching those. Like, they grew up now, and now they're smart enough to just watch everything online.
They're not smart enough. Stupid, and they grew up and they had 4 children at 19 years old, and now those kids are watching the next season of The Apprentice.
Well, what you also got to remember is most of the old people still do it, and they are completely content with just like putting on reruns of the same shit or things of that nature. So they're still going to pay for it. They're like, I don't want the internet. It's too new fashion. So they just shell out their money to watch commercials.
That's another thing. I mean, this is still going to have commercials, presumably.
Oh, fuck off! What's the point?
Yeah, no, how else would you do it, though? How else would you take, say, fucking CNN and put it online streamed, but without the ads?
You're already paying for the subscription. So anyhow, Kaya, would you like to share your rant about the grocery store?
Yeah, it's just there's a lot of grocery stores around where I live, which, you know, means usually I just take the one that's the cheapest. And I'm a guy, I'm not fat, but I really like my junk food. I love it. I love chips. I love cola. I love just all that stuff. And this market that I usually frequent hired this new fucking cashier who's just the most golem-looking, disgusting, putrid piece of shit of a human. He's so fucking disgusting. Every time I'm at the checkout, his hands are the single most disgusting thing I've seen in my entire life. Ugh. I've never before felt like I had to wash my credit card after someone had touched it. His hands, they're like tiny, they're small, but they're meaty. And they're all cracked and they're dirty and they just look so fucking dry. He looks like he spent the last 10 years on the fucking street and used his own hand as an ashtray. It's so disgusting. And this fucking piece of shit grabbed my packet of chips and just squeezes it while he's scanning the fucking barcode.
Did he, like, rip it over the counter and just destroy it?
Scans each chip individually.
No, but I guess he's too
takes
much
one as a
fucking
bite?
No, God. That would have been even better. Fuck, he just squeezed the package, just crumbling all the shit inside. It made me so fucking internally furious, but it's also not something to make a fucking scene about, so I just took the other way out and took a new package and went out. But fuck, it made me so angry in the moment that this goddamn little Mongol, he's like 4'2", it made me so angry that he could not just imagine how normal people live and eat and what their desires and hopes and dreams are. To know that you don't just fucking squeeze a fucking bag of chips.
I'm going to feel really bad, and you're going to feel really bad when we find out that he's an $100 Patreon supporter of ours.
No, I don't think he can even read or write or breathe properly without assistance.
But that's fine. That's what the official podcast is for.
He's going to be listening to this newest episode, hovering over that $50,000 donation incentive, and that's what makes him cancel it.
I'd take it as long as he fucking quits his job, because he's the only reason I don't go to that market anymore. I go to the fucking more expensive place.
He's like, man, Kaya's so cute.
I walk
think he
in
likes
front
me.
Of it, and I look in the through the windows to see if he's there at the cash register, and then I just keep walking if he is. And I just buy my shit from someplace else. I hate him so much. God
is it,
damn.
Is it just his hands that are fucked up, or?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he looks weird. I mean, like I said, he looks like the Hunchback from 300, but his hands are honestly so disgusting. There's no excuse for that either. You cannot tell me you're too stupid or too poor to even I'd prefer he rubbed just vegetable oil on his hands.
Vegetable
oil? It's so dry and cracked. It's disgusting.
Jesus Christ.
It looks like he uses, like, shed snakeskin as gloves. It's fucking gross.
How old
does
he look?
I don't know. Fucking, like, 30, 40.
Okay, yeah.
What you should do is get some, like, aloe when you're checking out next time, and when he scans it, be like, oh, no, that's for you.
Or just...
I don't want to make fucking conversation with him, Andrew. I felt disgusted just touching the money he touched. It's gross. It's fucking gross. I get honestly upset. I get irrationally upset at certain things. This is one of them. I have stupid pet peeves, but damn do I get just get angry at him.
What are some of your other pet peeves?
Chewing noises?
Oh, yeah.
I really want to just run. I think if someone makes chewing noises, they really need to be fucking strapped to a chair and waterboarded or something.
Charlie, what were you going to say? You've been trying to cut in for 4 times now. I've watched.
You've watched?
Yeah, I watched Skype and your little box flips up.
Oh, well, no, I was just going to say something to the last thing he said.
And, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I forgot it now.
Charlie's like a 2-year-old with that memory there. Sometimes when I leave the room, Charlie goes, "Oh my god, Andrew left." And then I walk back in and he's like, "I thought you were gone forever."
It's a new phase.
Okay, so then pet peeves. That's Kaya. You hate chewing shit. Jackson, Charlie.
Okay, that's not fair. I'm just trying to make myself look better than I am. I hate a lot of shit. There, I said it.
Rattle them off.
Things.
Yeah. Rattle them off. Come on. Give us a good one. Give us an interesting one. Give us a weird one that you have no reason to hate.
Weird one I have no reason to see, no, but in my head I rationalize every hatred that I have.
Give us a really specific one, though. Like, do you hate people who, like, park on Tuesdays? Like, what?
No, but I don't know. I just hate stuff everyone hates just more. It turns into a major psychotic hatred inside of me. It's a miracle I haven't shot up my school.
Jesus.
I remember.
Good God.
Tell that. Yeah, no. Yeah, okay. I'm well adjusted and nice. Actually, you know what? I'm going to do the opposite. You guys are trying to goad me into just making an ass out of myself. I have, since Sean. Sean was on last time, right? Jacksepticeye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you again, Sean. Yeah. Now, unfortunately, Sean was having a good time on the podcast, so he didn't have any time left to be offended. But thank God all the heroes in the comments section took it upon themselves to be offended on his behalf and get pissed off at me. So in an effort to make myself look like a nicer guy, I'm introducing a new corner, Kaya's...
Hey,
stuff
no,
I like
choose
corner.
Something else. Corners is Jackson's.
Make it an octagon.
No, I don't care. Well,
his closet. Kaya's closet.
I'm co-opting one of your
corners. Kaya's bomb shelter.
No, stuff I like. I'm going to each week. I'm going to mention one thing I like.
Okay. I like this.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah,
I
do
like.
It.
He can't say anything.
That concludes the Kaya's corner forever.
Hey, let me think. Hang on. No. No, because I wanted to be genuine and
yeah.
Okay, I've been looking into some music production software. I like FL Studio. I think it's nice. It has a lot of features there. Okay. Something I like. It's one thing I like.
FL Studio, if you're watching, you're more than welcome to advertise.
Yeah, do you want to give them a product review?
Motherfucker, their manual is so stupid. It has little jokes in
what?
It. Almost
we're back the other way. Here he is.
So
we
stupid,
knew you couldn't
though.
Pretend.
Because it goes like, oh, if you want this feature, you have to turn this knob, and then, oh, by the way, this will consume a little bit more of your computer's power, and we're really sorry about the polar bears, but sometimes some species have to die for good music, right? Ha ha ha. And this is in the actual fucking manual, and they wonder why no one takes them seriously. Your fucking opening logo is a mango. Whatever the fuck it is.
So do you like them? Do you dislike them?
I think it's a carrot.
Fucking goddamn.
Well. Yeah.
So Kaya, let me get this straight.
8 out of 10.
You bring. Holy shit! What the fuck?
What?
Whoa! Skype is going absolutely. Wow! My computer had a seizure for a second. So Kaya, let me get this straight. You bring us an octagon in which you explain something you like. And then for 3 times the amount of time you say you like it, you shit on it.
Well, you just shit on a component
I like
of it.
This. Okay,
he doesn't like the guy who made that.
Here's how I see it. It's kind of difficult to... I really like people who make music, like that whole business. I think it's really interesting. Which is not to imply that I have even the fucking modicum of a skill to even dip my toe in it. I'm an unskilled loser. But in terms of wanting to learn it, I thought it was a nice hobby. So I read some of the manuals, and FL Studio is by far the, I'd say, like, feature richest and most comfortable to use for me, with a nice pricing model. So there. Satisfied, Andrew? I said something nice. And we're
I'll
not even
it.
Sponsored by them.
I'll take it.
I hate it less than the others, so how about that?
It's There's not that I like it, it's that I hate
Java.
It the
You
least.
Don't fucking write music production software in Java, come on.
You like Java?
No, I don't like Java. That's my kid.
Just bait him into saying all these different stupid things he doesn't like.
Yeah, right.
Dude, stop it.
Good God.
I like things, please believe me.
There's some good stuff out there. Jackson, do you have any weird pet peeves? We've lost Jackson.
No. I muted the microphone while there was a truck driving by.
He was too distraught hearing the bad menu in
You have to
FL
manually
studio.
Mute your mic every time someone drives by.
No, it's like a garbage truck. They stop by.
He records in a fucking lemonade stand on his front yard.
He tries to scrape some more money as he's doing the podcast.
Yeah, my pet peeve is people that don't tip my lemonade stand.
One day he's going to accidentally leave his mic unmuted and you're just going to hear, yeah, it's three for a dollar.
That's cheap lemonade.
Dude, lemonade's super cheap if you make it yourself. Why do you think kids sell it for a dollar?
I mean, it's not that hard to manufacture.
Lemons, water, sugar, Jackson.
Lemon.
Think of the margin.
You don't need to slaughter any memes to make it, Jackson. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Jackson's already brainstorming a business plan for a lemonade stand now. He's going to buy domains.
He bought up all the stands in Australia.
He bought lemonade.com.
The official lemonade stand.
He bought
stand.
All the shares. I'm going to buy all your stock. What are you saying, mister?
Where's your dad?
Next week, Jackson shows up. Guys, I have the greatest announcement for the podcast. I bought a lemon plantation in South America.
We'll be rich.
Turns into
it's
the Pablo
genius.
Escobar of lemons.
We'll see the results in 6 years.
Start smuggling lemons and tires.
In 6 years, you'll have made 30 cents profit.
It was stupid of me not to buy the domain.
Lemonparty.com.
Yeah, everyone who wants some fresh lemonade recipes, lemonparty.com.
I was going to say, my pet peeve is people like walking along sidewalks, like standing
too slow,
side
right?
by side. Well, too slow as well, side by side though. When they're
Everyone hates them too, yeah. Especially when they fucking interlock their arms and they form this wall of China fat old lady asses.
Are you talking about protesters, Kaya?
So you start fucking taking your odds and calculating your chances of just going by the side by using the actual road.
Yeah.
You actually take the chance of getting run over just to pass them.
You know the worst thing, though, is when they fucking stop and, like, look down at their phone. Like, both of them stop.
Oh my fucking... Yeah, when they just suddenly stop like goddamn cattle.
Yeah.
Like, how are you not...
Yeah, when they stop like cattle to check their phones.
Smart cattle.
Just like cattle.
They could win a war.
They could buy a lemonade stand.
I don't know.
That's my pet peeve. That's the only thing I can think about.
Goddamn tracks.
What about you,
Charlie?
Andrew?
What about you?
Oh, I was going.
Oh,
yeah, Charlie. What about
you?
More time to think.
Mine's a little bit broader, but it usually gets specific. I hate when people just don't put in effort for very small things that would help other people. So,
you
like a big
fun
example
of our
that happens
page?
A lot.
Yeah, like Charlie not tweeting it.
Nah. So, like a big example that happens a lot is I live on a. Like a normal size street for a block, so basically it's three cars wide, probably like two and a half, so you can squeeze people by. But there's all the houses are right next to each other, so there's no like guest parking at all. So when people park in the street, if they don't like move their car over slightly so other people can get by, and they have to like wedge themselves between to pass on the street or shit like that, like just small things where it's like if you took an extra minute, you could help everyone else out around you. Mostly just driving shit, like people not pulling up or paying attention to lights or driving slow as fuck. I hate driving. It's the fucking worst.
It's more like a point against people.
Yeah.
It is, but I don't know, it's a broad thing, but it's like, I don't know, people like have garbage, and rather than just walking to a garbage can and throwing it out...
I just throw it on the ground.
Or if you go to the supermarket and people just leave shopping carts in parking spots when the fucking cart returns, like right there, like... People not doing things that take an extra minute of their time to help everyone else.
And their excuse is always that person's getting paid to do that.
And even then their excuse is I don't care. It's like, fuck you! I care!
Yeah, Jackson, you're really wrong about them even trying to rationalize it. Most people,
I've heard that excuse so many times.
Will tell you they don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I mean, I don't give a fuck about a lot of stuff, but I try not to inconvenience people with not caring.
Yeah, yeah.
But most people don't, and it's the fucking worst. I hate that shit when I see that shit. That's what bugs me. Charlie, do you have yours?
Yeah. Have you thought about selling Charlie?
I could only think of one thing, and it's just in the gym when, like, someone flexes in a mirror and strikes poses or grunts.
Oh, yeah, that one too!
I can't stand that. It's the most uncomfortable thing. When I used to go to University of Tampa's gym, there was this one guy with bleached blonde hair, and every time he finished a set, he would go into the mirror, and in the middle of the entire gym, like right next to the bench press, even if someone was on it, he would strike like a Superman pose or something, and then grunt really loud almost every time without fail. It was the most uncomfortable thing ever. Hated it.
Charlie, I'm going to piggyback off that. People who at the gym go up to the weight rack and pull some like dumbbells off of it, and instead of moving out of the way, start exercising right in front
of
it.
That's also really bad.
I hate that to fucking death, because what I'll do is I do a lot of bench workouts, so I'll grab dumbbells and then walk to the bench, and I try to increase often, so it's like I'll grab those and do the workout, and then I look up and I can't put my weights back because Grunty McFuck is doing like curls right in front of where I have to go, and it's like I gotta wait for them, and I hate that shit more than anything.
I know.
And you can't even get their attention because they're wearing earbuds, and you're wearing earbuds, so it's like, fuck it, I'll just wait 3 minutes for your big fucking ass to lift shit.
And then move.
My gym even has, like, it's not a franchise gym, it's a local gym, so it's just kind of whatever, but they duct taped areas of the floor, and they have like 50 signs on the mirrors that say please exercise behind the duct tape, because it's like, get the fuck out of the way. And yet people just, while staring at the sign, they're probably like reading it going, I don't know what this says, but they're curling shit right in front of the weights, and it's the worst.
I know. They're fucking, most of those people are just illiterate. They know three words: whey, creatine, and isolate.
Yeah, it's the worst.
And bro.
It's the worst.
And bro, of course.
And
that
bro,
goes without saying.
Yeah.
Maybe bioenergy. That just makes me wish we had Elgin on. Damn.
Yeah.
This would have been perfect.
That would have been a great topic with Elgin.
We can ring it back up when he comes on and ask him about his musical sports. Well, that was a decent topic.
Yeah. Anything else on your sheet of paper, Andrew?
I could tell my bad date story now.
Tell your bad date story. Mm-hmm. Hit us with it.
All right. So this bad date story I remembered, this was when I was in college. So the easiest way to describe where I lived was the Daytona, Orlando area, that kind of central eastern Florida. And this was a woman I met online. And she was like, hey, I live at this part of Daytona and whatever, whatever. You know, why don't like we hang out and do stuff? And this was like a 15-minute drive, and it was one of the first in a while I was like, I don't have to drive 45 minutes to get to Orlando, or I don't have to do this or whatever. And I was like, so hey, I can just hang out and have fun, and I know exactly where she lives because we go to that area sometimes to hang out and stuff. So I remember thinking she was okay in terms of attraction. Not amazing. Of course, I get there, she's like 20 pounds heavier than her photos. So we're off to a great start. But anyway, moving on to the story. So first of all, her friend is there. Of course, I was not told about this. I was not informed.
How many dates is this where your date brought her friend? That's like the fourth one you've told.
It happens more often than you think, and they usually give some bullshit excuse like, oh, I just want to feel safe with meeting someone online, or oh, I didn't think you would mind. And it's a huge red flag to me because it's like, we're meeting in public.
Bring a friend.
Yeah, bring me next
bring
time.
A big fucking bird.
Charlie, next time, if they say they're bringing a friend, I will drive to your house and bring you.
I'm down. That'd
no,
be
but
fun.
Charlie is cute. That doesn't work.
That was like, so sweet.
Yeah, he'll steal the women.
Fat and someone who's like fat and burly and hairy.
So Kaya, you want to come?
I'm not fat, you asshole.
That was a joke. I love you, Kaya. So anyway, no, it happens because like they just pull some bullshit because they think that they go, oh, meeting someone on the internet, and I just want to feel safe and I want to get their opinion of you. And it's like, okay, we're meeting in a public place. I'm also meeting someone from the internet. You're just being shitty. Fuck you. So anyway, she brought a friend.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. So she was like not that attractive, I'll admit, in her photos when she weighed less. But again, I was super turned off because, like I said, I hate getting catfished because I feel like I'm just being lied to, and that shit kills anything for me faster than anything. Her friend was taller than me, like 200 something pounds. And looked like a barbarian woman passed down through eons.
The Ronda Rousey?
She had she had a stone face and like thin blonde hair and could probably kick my ass in a fight without even trying.
Leslie Jones?
Just keep guessing famous people. She definitely brought a famous friend.
It sounds like you met a fucking orc queen.
It sounds like you met a WNBA player.
She was orcish and massive and just overbearing and intimidating.
she brought her hired muscle.
She brought her enforcer. She brought her uncle in a dress. But no, she was as tall as I am, and I'm a fairly tall person. She was like had this like thin blonde hair. I don't want to say she was mannish, but she was beefy. She was large.
She had Adam's apple.
She said, "Hey, up. I'm some." She introduced herself and went, "Hi, I'm Samantha."
So you anyway, Andrew, huh?
Come and give me a hug. And then she ruptured my spine. But anyway, so I got there, and so immediately this is already...
Stop imagining Goro, sorry.
Goro from Mortal Kombat shows up?
Yeah.
And I've got my Johnny Cage sunglasses on. She's Zangief from the Street Fighter movie. So eventually, so this is already super fucking awkward because just a lot of reasons. I didn't know her friend would be there. Her friend, it's a first impression. She could have been very nice, and I'm sure that before I met her, she was. And she was just, I'll admit, I was intimidated because it's like I didn't expect it. But anyway, I say hello. I'm already like counting this as a loss because I was once again catfished and just... They didn't live in the greatest of places, so I'm already like, okay, this is gonna suck. So, we're hanging out in this cul-de-sac. One of those, like, roundabout cul-de-sacs with a little palm tree island in the middle. I know you guys have never seen a palm tree, but, basically it's just a cul-de-sac, but in the middle there's, like, a concrete loop filled with, like, shrubbery and trees and shit.
Is this gonna be an important plot point, this cul-de-sac and the palm tree? Is this something
actually,
we need to
Charlie, it is! Because 2 minutes into talking, what emerged from said island was a cat.
That'll do
and,
it.
And, I was like, oh, it's a cat. And
there
you
go, Charlie.
Yeah,
comes full circle.
But anyway, I knelt down to, like, play with the cat, because I was like, hey, kitty. And the cat was super friendly, and the two girls were like, yeah, that's the neighborhood cat. He doesn't really have a name, but he's friendly to everyone. And I was like, oh, sweet. So I'm petting the cat, and I'm noticing as we're talking while I'm petting this cat, I'm having more fun just playing with the cat than I am talking with them. Because every conversation that comes out of their mouths, despite being my age, is high school gossip. Type stuff.
So what does this date consist of? Just standing outside of their house in their neighborhood talking while you play with
the cat? I'll get to that. So we're just talking and introducing ourselves and I'm playing with the cat, and everything they're talking about is like people I've never heard of and like rumors about shit I just don't care about nor ever want to get invested in. Every topic that they're like flittering back and forth between with each other, I'm just like, uh-huh. Oh yeah? Oh, that's cool. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, uh-huh. And, like, I just distinctly remember, and it's what helped me remember the story, the entire night, had more fun playing with this cat than I did with any remote thing with them. So, after we get a bit of talking or whatever, they kind of, like, turn into their own, like, little whisper secret corner, like, that whole, like, oh, we're going to talk to each other now, whatever. And they're trying to play it coyly, but it's very obvious they're, like, discussing that the girl I came to meet thinks I'm attractive and what they want to do about that. But it's very just awkward and obvious, and I'm just
like
standing there like, all right.
Yeah, it really does sound like a fan fiction.
They thought I was attractive.
I wish
Andrew's
it were good.
Andrew's just reading the Snapchat message he got this morning.
No, I wish it were good. I wish it had a good ending. So anyway, it's super awkward, and they're like, It's obviously, like, this discussion is causing this, like, glacial rift between them. But whatever, we move on past it and they start talking to me.
What do you
again.
Mean a glacial rift? Like, did the other girl disagree?
No. Yeah. Ugly man.
I'll get to it.
What's the polarizing opinion here?
I'll get to that. It comes really up. Trust me, it makes a bigger impact if I save what it meant.
Teasing so much.
Yeah,
because the ending to this
really
story is
ending.
Great.
All this foreshadowing.
So eventually we go, let's do something. And I'm like, what do you guys typically do? we said we would hang out, and like we didn't really talk about it. And I didn't make concrete plans because I was like, they live like 15, 20 minutes away, so it's not even a big deal. I could just leave. So they were like, oh, well, we just hang out. And I'm like, great, you're a person who just says you hang out but never actually does anything. You're my favorite. Awesome. So eventually they say, well, we could go on an urban safari. And I go, what? And they go, an urban safari. And I'm like, what's that? And they're like, we go to like ghetto areas or really like seedy areas and just look around. And the sad part of that is once we get into that, first of all, I'm the only one with a car. So obviously I'm driving us around these ghettos. Second of all, I realize that they mean the area's 5 minutes from walking distance of where they live. So, which is a really high class and high strung profiling of their area. And so basically we drove around the ghetto, which consisted of just looking at shitty buildings. And I thought it was the absolute worst thing in the world. So I had shown up pretty late because they were up late and I was like, whatever. So it was like 11 o'clock or something at this point. So I'm like, hey, look, I'm actually hungry. Can we maybe go to like IHOP or something? Cause I don't know, just to do something. And it was just cause like I was fucking bored out of my mind. So they go, yeah, there's actually an IHOP like right down the street. Let's go there. So I drive them to IHOP. We get in. We get a table. We sit at said table. And then they're sitting next to each other across from me. I'm sitting at the table. I'm playing on my phone and also texting my friends like, holy shit, this sucks. I'm bored. This is garbage. Charlie, I think this was before I met you. So, but anyway.
What was that side note about?
You didn't get why memory. I didn't text you. You got super uppity last time.
Oh, okay. Fair. I forgot. It's been like 3 weeks.
Yeah. So anyway, while this is happening, and like I'm ordering my food and looking at the menu and all that, they're exchanging these like side glances to another table in the restaurant filled with these like four kids. Like I think it was two guys and two girls that also look about our age. And they're like muttering stuff to each other. And I literally just like, I've had enough of like the child shit. The childishness, so I just literally go, what are you guys doing? What is happening? And they're like, oh, that's, I don't remember the actual names they said, but they're like, that's John and Stacy at that table. We don't like them very much. And I'm like, oh yeah? And they're like, yeah, they're so preppy. They're such preps. They're too preppy. And I'm like, oh, okay.
What does that even mean?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not up on the lingo.
Charlie, you're up on the lingo. What's preppy mean?
It means it's lit, fam.
5-year-old.
Girl. Yeah, it's the current version of their lit. So basically what I found out is these two girls lived in their high school town, never went to college, and just still held on to these obsessive high school grudges that they held in classes and just all day spent all day bullshitting about people they went to high school with. So they were like the social rejects, and they'd be like, oh, they're just preps. They're just jocks and fucking, like, popular kids. And, oh, they're so shitty.
Good job.
Yeah. Oh, they're so, like, shallow and fake. And literally, the whole time I'm at IHOP, I'm eating this, like, Philly cheesesteak that I ordered, just idly, barely saying anything, while they're just, like, flittering to each other, like, oh, they fuck. I bet he, like, fucked her under the table. He's so fucking preppy. Fuck. You know, so. Like, it was like a seventh grader. It was like I was at the lunch table in high school. It was insane. And just the whole time, they're like glancing at them like, oh, I can't believe they're here. Oh, we're here. Oh, it's so awkward. And they say to me like four different times, I'm sorry, this is so awkward. I'm so sorry. I'm like, I don't know these. I don't know these fucking people. I feel great. What's wrong with you? I was actually tempted to get up and walk over and be like, hey, how's it going?
I'm with you guys now.
I remembered I had to drive them home, so I didn't want to do that. If
you didn't
I was
have
just
to drive them,
should have fucking left them.
Yeah. I probably should have, but I try to be a nice guy. I mean, if I weren't nice about it, I would have left as soon as I realized I was catfished. But I mean, I tried. I don't know. I like to be nice. So we finish at IHOP and we're driving back, and there's a distinct like awkward silence in the car from me because I put my music on and I'm like, all right, well, let's get out of this as nicely as I can. And they're both of them are just like occasionally whispering, but like nothing is saying. So we get back to the cul-de-sac. I park. The cat comes back, so I'm already having a great time. So I'm playing with the cat, and eventually they start like having a tiff. And I'm not paying attention to them anymore. I'm just kind of bewildered. And the best friend storms off into their house. And the other girl kind of like walks away from me and like checks her phone and whatever. And then the best friend comes back. Now, what had happened was the insider trading conversation they were having was the girl I came to see from OkCupid or dating site or whatever was trying to fuck me. But her best friend was like, don't be slutty like that. Don't be, what am I gonna do? If you fuck him, I don't know where to go or what to do. That's so slutty of you. So they were like having this whole argument because the girl's like, you know, but I want to, but he's cute. Like, she was just trying to get some ass. She didn't
what anime
care who I
did
was.
You pull this story from, Andrew? Yeah, this seems truly, so unbelievable.
The girl was a slag monster. I'm not trying to boast about myself. If Jabba the Hutt asked to suck your dick, would you be proud of it?
Well, I also wouldn't go into like this detail. Oh, Jabba, I just want to suck his dick so hard.
Charlie, you gotta stop interrupting me because there's a reason I brought this detail up.
All right, okay. Oh, you were right about the dog.
There's a reason you brought Jabba the Hutt up.
The phrase that I specifically remember her saying, and it was them reaching a compromise, was. Eventually, I found out, after even more of them fighting, was she said, okay, look, I want to fuck you, but I shouldn't, and my friend's telling me not to because I have, like, sores in that area. And then she said, but my mouth is available to everyone.
That's so sweet of her. So then they both fucked you, right, Andrew? And then you woke up.
No. So I tried my best to get the gears in my head turning because this was at the phase where I didn't have that much dating experience, so I was kind of awkward myself and trying to like figure a way out of this that made sense rather than just going bye. So eventually what I was like is I was like, I have my out. It's the friend. So I went, you should listen to your friend. You shouldn't do this. You know, maybe we could hang out a bit more and go from there, but, you know, she might have a point. You might not want to do this right now. You know, I don't know if I would feel comfortable with that. I didn't want to. So eventually, she's, like, super upset because she's like, I want to, I know, but... And her friend is all, like, annoyed because she's like, oh, if she fucks him, what am I going to do? And eventually, I'm like, hey, I played with a cat and I had fun. So... eventually, I was like, hey, I gotta go. Here's a convenient excuse. I don't remember what I said. So I was like, yeah, take care of that cat for me. I love him. And then I left. And that was my date. Yeah. Wow. But I distinctly remember her saying the specific phrase, like, I'm not gonna fuck you, but I will say my mouth is available to everyone.
Do you have a number?
Yeah, those sores have probably healed by now.
Oh god!
I gotta break him in.
That was so weird and disgusting and suspect.
It was 100% true. I'm not proud of it. I'm not trying to say it as a boasting story. It was incredibly awkward. I myself was super awkward in it, but that did happen.
The story boiled down to this chick wanted to have sex with me, and I rejected her.
Yeah, that was like a 20-minute story.
No, not even that. It boiled down to this chick wanted to really have sex with me, but her friend was too jealous to let her.
I mean, I thought there were more details like the IHOP that were...
and the island.
and the cat? I don't
Andrew,
know.
Andrew, did you know a study just yesterday that I read about apparently found that online dating causes people to lower their standards?
I'm not surprised. I am not surprised. And the reason I think that's true is they get a broader picture of their available options. Because if you follow media and expectations, you think people are hotter than they are. And then you go online and you go, this is my actual dating pool.
That's something I don't get about online dating, which I don't do it, but I don't get the whole deal of catfishing. Because usually people understand the concept of under-promising and over-delivering.
I mean, so people are really fucking liars, dude.
Yeah, but I don't get why they would not use this to their advantage. If I was online dating, I would make myself look worse.
Yep.
And sound worse. So then if someone finally... I know that would lower my chances of even being contacted by anyone. But if someone did contact me, the moment we meet up, I would look so much better. See?
I never thought of that, actually. I never thought of that.
I just don't
it's
see
it. Common sense.
You might have just cornered the market.
No, catfishing is the dumbest shit. I don't understand it either.
Because they're fucking liars, and they think that, like... So what they want to do is they want to entice you with the front view, like the photos and the profile, whatever. But then they hope that by talking to them, you're, like, hooked or smitten or any of that.
I don't even think that, because we all pick... What I do get is that, you know, if you're on Twitter, you pick a flattering picture of yourself or a profile or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or in your social media, like your Facebook. So I think when they catfish, they probably really do believe that they look like that still. Like, mm-hmm. if you have a picture of yourself from fucking high school where you are still 50 pounds lighter, she actually might believe that's still how hot she looks, even though she ate herself into Jabba the Hutt and is about to meet Andrew.
This will show him.
Catfishing might be something subliminal, maybe. I don't know. I just cannot get into the mindset of, yes, I'm going to purposefully do this. I'm going to deceive someone I'm going to meet in 5 minutes anyway.
Well, it usually comes from the idea of just lying in general. It's you don't lie because, like, you lie because you think you can either get away with it or construct the truth within the time before they find out. So with the catfishing, it's like, I can present this shitty image, and then hopefully by the time we do meet or whatever, they'll like me enough that it doesn't matter, or they'll forget what I looked like on my profile shit.
Yeah, so
well, I've lost 50 pounds.
Just don't think...
this diet will have kicked in.
I'll eat protein only for 2 days before I meet him.
I mean, we can't all look like Charlie and just have it be impossible for us to catfish anyone.
Oh, that was sweet.
Yeah,
you're a nice guy.
See, and that.
Yeah. But I see why girls always flock to you on the OkCupids.
No, yeah, he's a charmer. I feel like you're the one reaching out to them, too.
Nah. I mean, I'll openly admit, physically, I'm not the most attractive person, and I'm super goofy, but I like to think that I'm genuinely nice enough to people. I don't know.
I totally offer you my mouth available to anyone if I saw you in OkCupid.
You should put that as the top of your bio. My mouth is available to everyone.
But not anything below that. There's sores.
It's the $70 Patreon tier, guys.
Only $70? What's the limit on people? No limit? Because it's everyone?
No, for real, go on our Patreon.
Alright, that's a topic. What do you think your,
fucking...
What do you think your, like, dream career would be? If you could have any job or do anything for the rest of your life, what do you honestly right now think you would want to do?
Patreon.
Patron.
I mean, yeah, just be this... Just make podcasts and nice content for all the cool and handsome kids out there and the beautiful ladies.
No souls, though. No, yeah, so I'm the same. I'd just like to edit videos and make content. That'd be good.
Are you serious, though? Forever? For the rest of your life?
Yes.
Andrew's already thinking of a way out of the podcast.
Exit plan.
Alex, take over for me.
What about you, Andrew? What would you like
to do, Alex?
Did anyone else just hear Alex? Man, that was a good one.
No, it would be a shame if you lost your recording.
I'm talking outside of, like, I'm talking like actual any realm of possibilities, like astronaut or like shit like that. Like, you can do anything. What do you think you
unrelated
really
to
want
money,
to accomplish?
Do you mean if we did not have the money issue? Like, if
yeah,
something
it,
you would even
let,
do for
yeah,
free?
No, let's say someone came up to you, some eccentric billionaire, and went, I'm going to pay
you mean
$10 million a year to do whatever you want. But the thing is, you cannot change careers. What would you do?
You know those, like, videos of, oh, man, in the fastest car on Earth, and all he does is drive on a desert and just he drives super fast? I'd do that.
So you'd be a test driver or a stunt driver or something?
I guess, yeah. I don't fucking know what they're called. That would be fun. I'd be a centrifuge tester.
I mean, a test driver is an actual job. They have to hire people who know how to drive those cars.
I would be a tester of extreme shit, like new roller coasters and centrifuges.
You're
cars.
Making up your own job at this point.
Whatever, man. If I have $10 million a year, I can.
I like that idea. Just fucking stick your hands in blenders to make sure they go really fast.
That is kind of
oh,
cool.
Oh, no,
actually.
No, I mean, like, safe shit. That
cover him, in Kevlar and shoot him to test guns.
Okay, let's say I'll just review them, not test them.
Oh. So you'd be a critic. You'd be a professional critic.
Wait,
like, oh, this new super fast light speed car is, it's pretty good.
There's a topic I wanted to bring up on the podcast that just reminded me of reviewing
go
shit.
For it.
I was talking to Kaya. I'd really want to be like a professional French fry reviewer, where I'd go into like shitholes and dress in a lab coat and order like a pair, like some French fries, put like a black light over them, come up with some pseudosciences, and just give them a really nice review.
Why French fries?
I think there's a guy who does that on YouTube who... Do you remember, Charlie? He gets in a suit and he eats takeout.
Yeah, the kid that does chicken, right?
There's a famous...
Sorry, but if you're listening, we would like to have you on. That would be
cool. There's a famous, gif of him that goes around the internet of him in a, full tux eating Domino's, and he gives, a thumbs up. I switch it to piss people off, Kai. I got you. Okay. But yeah,
you
he's,
fell
like,
for
wearing
his strap.
A tux. And he eats either a bite of DiGiorno or Domino's or something and gives a thumbs up. That guy, right?
He's the only one that does it right now. I think it's really clever.
That sounds like all food reviews.
No, he reviews
shitty food in a classy way.
Yeah, well, it's not shitty food. It's just the chicken.
He dresses up like Hannibal Lecter, but he eats a fucking mech chicken or something.
Yeah.
Pretty neat idea.
Yeah. I mean, he's my inspiration for wanting to be a French fry reviewer.
But you need to take a whole science kit there and mix fluids and beakers.
Charlie
and
I were talking about how if we all, the four of us, could one day move together with the Patreon money.
If you mean when
podcast, yeah, when?
Yeah,
when?
Last time I checked, we're already up to 20,000 a month.
No, we're not. Woo! We're at $100 a minute.
That'd be insane.
I know.
We could start these new series, go into antique shops and start haggling until we get thrown out. Or go to restaurants and review all the nonsensical, frivolous nonsense. Like, I would review the bread they bring you beforehand, if it's stale or not, and then Andrew could review the food cart has, squeaky wheels or something, I don't know.
Dude, no, Kaya, you actually just reminded me. I was thinking of doing a video on it or some kind of series where, I go to a restaurant and I give everything a number out of 10. Curtains, 6. Waitress, 4. Appetizer, 2. Every single thing in the experience gets a rating.
Like Rain Man.
But just not even explained. Just rapid fire.
They're who's this lunatic? He's just spatting out numbers.
They drop off my steak. 9!
But it all makes sense in some sort of way. He just has to reveal it and everyone just realizes he's a genius. Holy shit.
Then they still keep
maybe he's on
the
red
is a 9.
he's gaming the system. Get him out.
Oh shit.
He's counting the garlic bread. Getting the best value.
Every stick gets a different rating. Bread 1, 2, bread 2, 4. I would absolutely be down for that. I think we could do something with that. I think that'd be really funny.
Nobody's still our idea. We'll get there in 10
don't,
years.
Don't take it, internet. Don't. We're trusting you.
Yeah, until we hit that goal on patreon.com/theofficialpodcast. No one steal it.
Yeah, don't steal money from our Patreon either. If anything, put it back. Put it in.
Yeah, don't
put
hack it. Back. That's not nice. Don't hack it.
Well, fuck.
No, now they're actually going to hack it.
I don't know why that stumped you.
I just can't imagine a man walking into a restaurant and they're like, "Hi, welcome to Chili's. Would you like a table?" And he's like, "Service, 8!
Greeting 1.
Greeting 1.
I mean, isn't that what food critics do, though?
Yeah.
Just stares at her blindly. Hostess, 3.
Oh, that pissed me off so much yesterday, or maybe the day before. Did you guys see the new... quote news about Trump and what he ate?
I like to think he's always in the news.
Had their fucking panties in a bunch because he had the audacity to eat a steak the way he wanted to.
Steak with ketchup.
He ate a steak done with ketchup.
Who
the audacity,
fuck,
right?
Dude.
He should be shot, I guess. Holy shit.
Eat this food however you want. Food is food.
See, Andrew, but you're not a fucking douchebag who gets high on his own farts.
let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Good point.
Yeah. I mean, eat to live, don't live to eat.
Shit. What sort of a disgusting narcissistic asshole do you have to be to think that is actually
Kaya,
news and get upset about
Kaya,
it?
Kaya, after he took a bite, did he go, steak, eight?
I don't...
You stumped,
probably,
you've stumped
I mean,
him.
He is sort of a three-year-old, he's an idiot, but... he probably was like, ah, sad.
Yeah, faked steak, sad,
this,
very sad.
This steak tastes Chinese.
No, okay, here, I have the article. Listen to how this douchebag wrote this. President Trump orders his steak well done with ketchup. What asshole goes out to dinner at one of the nation's capital's most acclaimed steakhouses, orders a 30-day dry-aged New York strip, then asks the chef to cook it well done? And if that's not enough, he eats it with ketchup like a 5-year-old. Ugh.
Is that actually what he,
this
like,
person
verbatim
needs to be fucking
wrote?
Hung. That is verbatim
Are you reading
what he wrote.
BuzzFeed?
His name is Kevin Pang. Kevin, you are a fucking douchebag. I hope everything bad that can happen to a person happens to you.
Well, now we have
you
to
You asshole,
that out,
you should
but...
not exist. Fuck you.
How is that journalism?
You douche.
How is
That's
that
really
It isn't. It isn't. Jackson, this is like why I hate Hollywood and the press, because I cannot decide which one of them loves their own farts more.
It's me.
I cannot decide. I cannot settle on it.
Just me.
No,
yeah, Charlie,
real, Charlie,
have you had any stinkers lately?
I've had some real yucky ones. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, God. Protein. Ever since
yes,
I started
but
drinking
do,
protein
do you
shakes.
Fart in, but do you shit and fart into a septic tank and then hook it up with a hose to your mouth so you can breathe it?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a Patreon
Hollywood
incentive.
Actors do.
Yeah.
$200,000. Kaya hooks himself to the shit-tron.
The shit-tron?
I'm so tired of Hollywood being all up in our business, guys. I fucking hate the media. They just won't leave us alone. Fuck the media. Fuck you guys in the media. Don't write anything about us. We don't want it. Really, don't say anything about us in the news. Fuck you.
We didn't do anything.
Yeah, I fucking eat my chips with, I don't know, ketchup.
Ketchup.
How about
hey.
That?
I dare you to
I eat
not
my
make
French.
An article.
I eat fries. What a peasant am I? I actually like French fries, the lowliest of all foods. You know, I'm a dirty, low-life, never-winner.
Jesus
know, I
Christ.
I eat food that the...
Kaya,
losers
you're
eat.
Spiraling down a rabbit Jeez. Hole that none of us ever want to see.
Jesus, Kaya, don't talk about fries like that. I get offended.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Ugh. Who does that? Ew.
It's true.
Eating like a commoner?
I couldn't imagine.
Oh, God, I hate people. People are such fucking pieces of shit.
That finally concludes Kaya's I like everything
corner. Yeah,
took
yeah,
us a while to
long
get there.
Corner. Oh my god.
This is why I don't give my corners out to just anyone.
A rigorous Jack, process.
It was the stuff I like corner.
You have
and
so many
concluded.
Fucking corners, you formed a circle.
Thanks everyone for watching this episode of the official podcast. If you'd like to support us, we've now got a Patreon. All money is split evenly across all four hosts and. Well, there's a lot of information on the Patreon and Charlie's YouTube channel, so go check that out. We'd really appreciate any support. It's not like we're not trying to force you guys into donating anything, I guess.
The show is still free and it will always come out weekly regardless of the Patreon. That's
but
the big point.
We appreciate any support
but hey,
that you guys
if
can
you don't
throw
donate
us.
Enough, something might just happen. It would be a shame.
Shut the fuck up.
So yeah, go check that out. We're also on SoundCloud, iTunes.
Kaya's
Google
got his
Play.
Bottle of and pills Discord. In his hand. If the money isn't met, he's just gonna
it,
down
it. It just says $10,000 on it.
You promised. Her prompts.
All links will be in the description. Yeah.
Charlie, do you have any last minute comments?
No.
Okay.
Fuck you. yeah, alright, so thanks for watching. We'll see you next week. All right, thanks.
Goodbye, Kaya.
See ya.
No, huh? What?
Say goodbye. Just...
I was reading Reddit. So, bye.
All right, fucking hell.